The Anchorage School District and the Anchorage Education Association published their initial proposals online Thursday. The documents show the district wants to freeze pay. Andy Holloman is president of the AEA. He says not keeping salaries linked to inflation could be bad for recruiting teachers.
We are going to let the bargaining teams work on this and get to know each other's proposals better. They've just seen them for a few days. We do feel like our proposal basically keeps Anchorage competitive with other school districts on the West Coast, with the places where we're trying to recruit teachers out of. And even in a year where we may lay off some teachers, we're still going to be recruiting people from out of state to come up here and fill positions in like special education or math and science.
What the district is proposing is essentially the same salary agreement that was already in place. A teacher starting off in the district would make around $47,000. The starting salary for a new teacher under the union's proposal would be around $500 more. The difference in salary for a fifth-year teacher with a master's degree is about $1,000, or around 2%. Holloman says the district's proposal not only stays with the same salary structure, but expands the teacher workday by at least 15 minutes and adds 4 more workdays to the calendar year. Also being negotiated are benefits. ASD is proposing that teachers join the ASD medical plan rather than use their current NEA Alaska Health Trust plan. Holloman says the ASD plan offers less coverage. They're also negotiating leave and planning time, among other things. The current 3-year contract expires June 30th. Contracts can be from 1 to 3 years. AEA represents about 3,500 workers. Most are teachers. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.